three mothers and their six children, all dual U.S.-Mexican citizens, were murdered in an ambush by suspected drug cartel members outside a rural Sonoran community earlier this month. The tragedy brought the binational community together, with some traveling hundreds of miles for the funerals. But there are differences of opinion about President Trump's statement that he's pursuing terrorism designation for Mexican cartels. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Blust and Murphy Woodhouse report.
On Tuesday, President Donald Trump told former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly that he's 90 days into the process of designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations.
I don't want to say what I'm going to do, but they will be designated.
For some, family members of the nine women and children murdered near the rural Sonoran community of La Mora in early November, it's an answer to their pleas.
There's no justice in Mexico right now. And the worst part is that organized criminals, these terrorists, these cartels, they no longer fear the law. There's no line that they are not willing to cross. And we felt that they needed to be designated as the terrorists that they are.
Brian LeBaron is a member of this offshoot Mormon community in Sonora and Chihuahua. The Utah-based Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does not recognize these groups as members of its church. LeBaron sent a petition to the White House asking for the designation. He says it represents the views of a majority of his family in the United States and Mexico who want to see the U.S. get involved in the fight against drug cartels. He says it's an international crisis.
And the only way to solve it is for both governments, Mexico and the United States, to work together.
He sees the terrorist designation as a tool in that fight. But Mexican leaders have expressed alarm at Trump's comments, and some see it as a threat to the country's sovereignty.
Half of Mexico right now is saying the LeBaron family are a bunch of traitors. Go back to America if you don't like it. It's not easy. It's never easy to take a stand. But we have to be brave. We have to stand for what we believe in.
LeBaron says he wants the U.S. and Mexico to work together in a way that respects the sovereignty of both nations, but also guarantees the safety of people on both sides of the border.
We cannot sit back and continue to watch innocent people die. We cannot let our family have died in vain.
But some are concerned that the terrorist designation won't help and could actually hurt an ongoing binational investigation. Matthew Langford's sister, Christina Johnson Langford, was one of three women killed in the attack near his longtime home.
The whole thing is being taken and almost used for a bigger agenda. And I would like due process to come forth, you know, out of this. I would like the Mexican government has been doing their job. They've been extremely kind to us, and they've been nothing but willing and doing their part, and same with the FBI.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has been assisting on the case since being invited by the Mexican government a few weeks ago. Beyond complicating that collaboration, Langford thinks calling cartels terrorists could actually increase instability in Mexico during an already tense time. But his concerns don't mean he thinks there's nothing the United States can do.
Every bullet that was fired upon our family were Remington shells. So them are coming across the border from the United States. So why don't we start investigating how all this ammunition is coming to Mexico, unlimited supply of ammunition and arms to these cartels. In other words, the problem exists on both sides of the border is what I'm saying. And there's a lot that can be done on the U.S. side that would help immensely. But to designate them as terrorists, in my personal opinion, I don't believe that's the way forward.
He understands that many of those impacted want justice, and they want it fast. But a proper investigation takes time, and he doesn't think that Mexican and U.S. authorities need any new labels to achieve justice. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.